All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And wow, today is Friday, August 19th, and the markets are falling today. It looked like we have another winning week, but we are tumbling. So we'll take a look at why that is. Also, we got to look at Bed Bath & Beyond that drops more than 40% after being on fire over the past couple of weeks. And then Bitcoin drops 8% plus. Yesterday, I did a live trade here on the show. We'll follow up on this trade and see how it is doing today. So as you can see, there's lots to talk about, and we'll get started right away. By the way, if you're new to this channel, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge. We're real traders. We trade with real money. We'll show you our accounts, and we're not afraid to tell you as it is and what life is like as a real trader here. So if you're new to this channel, check out a video that I'll link to in the description. That's a great place to get started if you want to know more about us. Mark, looking at the markets today, holy cannoli, the Nasdaq down almost 2%. So, time to panic?
Nah, this is nothing. You know, we've been talking about it for a little bit. A pullback here is healthy, right? I mean, even Superman doesn't just go up, up, and away. He has to land sometime, right? After the markets have been up for 4 weeks straight, a pullback was due, and it looks like we're getting that today.
Yeah. I mean, we see especially for the S&P 500, it ran up to its 200-day moving average, bounced off, and we're having a little bit of pullback here. I mean, the whole week was kind of lackluster trading, because if you look at economic reports, markets, I think they're a little bit in an identity crisis right now, trying to figure out, okay, what's happening here? So looking at the economic calendar for this week, we had in the beginning of the week, the Empire State Manufacturing Index. It was bad, but then everybody realized, oh, it's a local index. That's just New York. Then we had retail sales coming out, pretty much showing the core retail sales were up, that consumers are still spending. The Fed meeting minutes didn't reveal a whole lot. And then yesterday, unemployment claims lower than expected. So I thought that we are in a recession. This week, the markets were a little bit confused. Like, okay, shouldn't any of these reports point to a recession? What's happening here?
And that's it. There were mixed messages, you could say, or messages were really telling a different story than what we've heard over the last couple of weeks. So I think traders were trying to figure out what do we do now, and there was just some indecision, and then might as well take some profits going into the weekend.
Yeah, and then also, what will the Fed do at their next meeting, which is still quite a while away, and if you're looking at it right now, it's 50-50. I mean, okay, maybe they're raising a half percentage point on the left, maybe they're raising a percentage point. So, I mean, traders are right now, okay, 55% to 45%. Subject to change on Monday. So that's sure. Where it's probably flip-flopping again.
And this is where the probabilities did shift a little bit more towards the 75 basis point after St. Louis Fed President James Bullard said on Thursday that he kind of hinted towards the 75 basis point, and he said that he can't say for sure that inflation has peaked. So yesterday it was about 65-35, now it's 55-45. The one thing we know for sure is there's still a lot of time before the Fed will make that decision, and there's still a lot of data ahead.
Yeah, so 33 days, we have a whole nother data set. Now, the interesting thing is towards the end of the month, the federal bankers will meet in Jackson Hole. So this is where they have the annual symposium. And of course, there will be many speeches and people want to know, okay, what are they saying there? So that will be a big one that's coming up here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, actually, it's going to be Thursday. It kicks off Thursday, and then it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And Fed Chair Jerome Powell, he's speaking there. And yeah, you never know what might come out of there.
Yeah. So before we look at the trade that I did yesterday in our positions, we got to talk about BBBY, Best Buy and Beyond. I mean, earlier it seems that meme stocks were back. I mean, they were rallying 300% over the last few days. And then today, or over the last 2 days, a massive drop. I mean, if you look here from the high to where we are right now, I mean, that is a 65% drop.
And Marcus, you actually did a cool thing, and I can't say that this was really a problem, but it's not Best Buy and beyond. But I always get the tickers confused because Best Buy's ticker is BBY. And here you have Bed Bath & Beyond being BBBY. So I totally understand why you went there, but it's Bed Bath & Beyond.
That is true. I wonder, by the way, if people are confusing it, because you see that Best Buy actually did have a run-up over the last few days and then does have a pretty significant drop today. I mean, it could be in line with the market, but I might not be the only one who gets a little bit confused by BBY and BBBY. But okay, Bed Bath & Beyond. Yes.
That happens sometimes where people, you know, knuckleheads get confused with a ticker and start trading something they didn't think. But yeah, so I mean, with this one, it really just took a massive hit after we mentioned it yesterday. Investor Ryan Cohen, he had a 10% stake in the retailer, and he was talking about doing some big things and wanted to see some changes. And he recently announced that, or he had to file confirming that his stake had been sold. And yesterday the stock was down, and today there's more follow through.
Yeah. All right. I mean, this is, well, we're not trading this crazy stocks anyhow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bitcoin also, I mean, this plummeted out of nowhere, down 8%. And if you look at a 5-minute chart, this is what it happened pretty much last night. And then suddenly at 135, so in the middle of the night, a huge drop. And I couldn't find anything that explains this drop.
I didn't either. Interesting.
So interesting. I don't know. Fat finger.
If someone knows, not just some crazy speculation stuff, but if someone knows, feel free to comment on it, because I'd be curious. I didn't see anything.
Yeah. All right. So let's take a look at a 5-minute chart of the NASDAQ. And here we see that, I mean, we opened today lower and have been sliding ever since. So right now, no bottom in sight yet. So down almost 2%. Very similar here in the S&P and also in the Dow, although the Dow is hanging in a little bit more, but for the NASDAQ, so it seems to be more of a risk-off environment again.
Yeah, we had some earnings that were released, but for the NASDAQ to be leading the way, it seems that it's just that, Marcus. We have yields higher, tech leading the way lower. It just seems to be a bit of a risk-off. Let's take some profits going into the weekend, especially after a 4-week run-up. And if we stay at these levels, it does look like we'll snap that 4-week win streak.
Yeah. Well, a win streak can't last forever. As I said, Superman can't fly up forever. Okay. Let's take a look at our trades here and see how we are doing, what's happening there. So let's start with TPR. This is where I got assigned 2,700 contracts at 37. I did sell the 38 put and 38 call, and this seems to expire worthless today. So this is why this morning I canceled my profit-taking order, because usually I like to take profits at 90% of it, but here I canceled it because at this point I might as well take the remaining 5 cents, because $5 here times 27 is also a little bit over $100. So I might as well just grab this. And then hopefully next week can sell it again. So I'll not be called away. I'll still have, unless there's something magically happening here over the next few hours, but I'll still have TPR in my portfolio next week and can keep selling calls against it. Now, NVIDIA. Let's jump over here first and then go back to the account. So NVIDIA, yesterday, live here together with you, I did sell a call at the 200 against my existing positions of 600 shares that I got assigned at 195. So this is a trade that we did live here together. And I mean, it's working out great. So NVIDIA today pulling back, and right now this trade, yesterday I sold it for $2.50. Right now, this option is trading at 78 cents. So as you can see, right now, within a day, I'm already up $1,000 there. So can't complain. I'm also having a profit-taking order here of 90%. So I want to buy this back at 25 cents. I don't think it's going to happen today, but maybe it happens on Monday. And then when NVIDIA moves higher, I can do that again.
Yeah, you had the right idea there, Marcus. Taking care of that NVIDIA call yesterday, AMD was given some decent premium too. AMD popped above $100 a share, and there was some nice premium for next Friday's expiration. And gosh, I'll admit that maybe I've been a little conservative here. One thing with selling calls is that you're kind of tied into the trade at times if the stock starts to move and flirt around that break even or your assignment price. And so I was hoping we'd have a little more upside, and by not selling a call, I'd have more flexibility on being able to close the trade, because that's something that I have been leaning towards over the last couple of weeks. So I didn't want to sell the 104 and then see it rally to 105 on Monday and then pull back. If I could just close it on Monday for 105, make some money and be done. That doesn't seem like that's the case, but that was my justification for not selling calls. And it looks like in this case, I missed out on some nice premium like you were able to capture with NVIDIA. So slightly different perspective. I'd say 80% of the time we're on the same page, and we kind of see things maybe not exactly the same way, because there's a nice balance between how we perceive things and our trading styles. But most of the time we're on the same page. This one, we had a slightly different approach.
Yeah. Talking about break even, I think this is where I want to mention this. So right now, as you can see, if I would sell the Nvidia stock right now, I would lose $9,560. And you see this, these so-called unrealized profit and loss that's changing here every second, basically. But looking at how much premium I've already collected, I'm still trading above my break even. Let me just show you here my trading log, and this is where, let's go to the trades right here. So you see for Nvidia, I collected thus far $12,606 in premium, and this brings my break even down to 173. This does not yet include this $1,000 here because that trade is still open, and again, also this year, as you can see, subject to change. Options are not moving as fast as stocks, but all the time. So I could, if I would close this right now, add another $1,000. So this is what gives me $13,000 in premium, and therefore I'm well ahead on this trade. My break even here is $173.95. So also on TPR, the other one collected $7,000 in premium and even a small dividend. Same with Nvidia here. So that's always a bonus when you own the stock and then suddenly you have a dividend payment, right, Mark?
That works. Nice little a couple of steak dinners on
Yeah,
that one.
exactly. Exactly. So I'm very happy with this. And thus far, I did all of my bookkeeping over the past few days. So I'm up $108,000, $334.11. This is after commissions on this account here, on this Tradier account. And we've been talking about this, so I've been sharing here my performance, but that's where we stand right now. So looking at the markets of what's happening, still haven't found a bottom just yet, Mark.
Not yet. NASDAQ down over 2%, making session lows.
Right. But again, looking at the bigger picture, this is a pullback that is necessary. We talked about this yesterday in the S&P. I would be even okay if it drops back to 4,100. And hopefully we'll get some more opportunities because right now we're still trading at fairly high level compared to the low that we have been making, because we have been going up here for almost 20% without any significant pullback. I mean, even if you look at this pullback here right now, I mean, this is only what, 2%, 2.3%. That's nothing, right? I mean,
Nothing.
5% pullbacks are healthy, and a 5% pullback would get us to the 4,100 level. So I think this is going to happen over the next couple of weeks. You want to bet stakes on
One
this?
couple of days. No, I'm with you. I just hope that it happens by Wednesday. We get some good trades on Tuesday, a nice little rally by the end of the week, and back in business.
All right. Cool. Oh, hey, by the way, I released a new video yesterday. It's about trading options into earnings, because this is what's really important. Take a look at this video right now. I'll link to it right there. Should you trade options into earnings? Shouldn't you do it? What are the pros and cons? So take a look at this one and have a fantastic weekend. We'll see you again on Monday.
Happy trading, everybody.